Okay, then I'll call a question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any against? Okay. Next resolution is consenting to change in ownership of the membership interest in Catskill Hospitality Holding LLC and Catskill Hospitality Operating LLC.
Who is that again?
That is the Patel family project behind McDonald's, Hampton Inn.
Okay. They're changing ownership?
They're changing ownership from the current ownership, which is Patel, Parikh, and Patel.
Sounds like a law firm to me.
No, that's Rabinowitz and Rabinowitz, Ira. And they're changing it to just Patel and Patel, just Bridget Patel, who owns the Raceway Motel, the Best Western by the Monticello Raceway, and RuPaul Patel.
Okay, so there's still this one of those Patels are the original owners of the hotel, correct?
The largest original owner pre-transfer was Bridges Patel, who owned 35%, and he's buying pretty much everybody else out and going to own 81%.
Okay, just as long as nobody's different. Okay, that's cool.
So is that a motion, Joe?
Yeah, sure. That's a motion.
Have a second?
Second, Paul, second.
Any discussion on? Okay, then I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Okay. Next resolution is authorizing the termination installment sale agreement with Crystal Run Village, Inc.
This was a very large bond issue involving Crystal Run Village properties in Sullivan County and a number of other counties. The Sullivan County part of it was a fairly small part. If you go to the second page of the resolution in the large block whereas clause, you'll see that there were five, what were called at the time group homes, for the treatment and habitation of people with developmental disabilities in the county. The bonds were issued by our IDA and a number of other IDAs in a large multi-county issue. The bonds have been repaid, and they're in the process of a transaction where the counterparty to the transaction has requested that the agency execute a termination of their company lease to the agency and the installment sale agreement where the agency transferred the property back to Crystal Run Village via an installment sale of the lease. We have confirmed the bonds have been repaid.
Motion on it?
I'll move it.
I'll second it, Howard.
Any additional information by the board before we vote? What was that? Guess not. So I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any against? Okay, so on to the last resolution, amending the agency's community distribution generation uniform tax exempt policy, which we discussed at this meeting why we were doing it. So first, a motion.
I'll move it, Carol.
I'll second it, Paul.
Okay. Carol, you want, or Walter, you want to give any more details from the...
I think Jen's memo of September 8th that she sent around does a very good job of outlining the issue and why this change is proposed. Generally, we adopted our UTEP involving community distributed generation of electricity at a time when the when it was a volumetric program where you put electricity into the grid and you got to take electricity out of the grid. And over time, NYSERDA has changed those rules materially, and now the electricity goes into the grid, but instead of getting electricity back, you get money back. And depending on where the project is located, whether or not it's taking farmland out of farming, whether or not it's on top of a landfill or a closed gravel mine, all determines the speed at which you get the money back. So the concept of having a calculation based upon the gross revenue of the project just doesn't make any sense anymore. That's the reason for the change. We have a project that can't get financing until and unless we make this modification, which is the psychedelic solar project, which is to be constructed on top of the closed sand and gravel mine in the town of Bethel, owned by the town.
Any questions from the board? Now I'll call the question. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any against? Okay. Anything else from staff?
No.
Jen, we need to go into executive session today.
Yes.
So can you outline that for us so that someone can make an appropriate motion?
Yes, it's to discuss from the open meetings law, it's letter F, which is the medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, or matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal or of a particular person or corporation.
In one breath.
Be good. She's been practicing all weekend.
I haven't slept.
So, Howard, is that a motion to go into executive session?
Yes, I'll make that motion. It's Howard.
I'll second it, Susie. Have we received a...
Go ahead, Carol.
Notification of the number we're to call in for the executive session?
No, I can send it, or if everyone is comfortable, I can just put the people who are not going to be present in the session on in a separate waiting room. It's up to you. It's whatever you're most comfortable with. I have a separate call-in number ready to go if you prefer.
We can.
However you want to handle it, fine.
Are we going to take any action after this executive session? And if the answer is no, you could just ask Joe and Ken to hang up. You can see on your screen when they've disappeared.
Right.
Right. We could do public comment first, right?
Yep. Exactly.
So that's what we'll do.
Well, first of all, is there going to be action after? You didn't answer that question when you asked it.
No action being taken after.
Okay. Number two, the motion you made for executive session does not is a catch-all statement. It's supposed to be much more particular than that, and it should be more particular than that. It's not a proper motion when you read the litany that they put down in the law.
Okay. Any other comment?
And then that's it, Ken?
That's it.
Okay. Then we'll have a vote for executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.